My Dear, I Will Not Tire of You, written and read by Flower Parrish. This is a Venom movie fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Eddie/Venom/Anne/Dan. Tagged, Venom POV. First try at Venom's POV, and it was not easy. Kinda turned into a character study more than anything. Angst, insecurity. Is it hurt comfort if the hurt is angst and the comfort is implied? OT4, and prompt fill. Written for the prompt. Maybe at some point, collective telepathy or sensation sharing through Venom. And the prompt. I was wondering if you could write something about how Venom feels like Anne and Dan might not really want him involved in the relationship, / maybe insecure about trying to be close to humans whose minds he can't read, stuff like that.
This feels right, and I'm letting it. And now I know just what to do. Tire of me, if you will, my dear. But I will not tire of you.
It's not something they do often. It can be overwhelming for the humans, especially Eddie, who will always be connected to Venom more deeply than anyone else. It is even too much for Venom sometimes. He is made to share consciousness with one host, and his mind cannot sustain a connection with three people often, or without difficulty. But sometimes it is nice to be connected to so many people, people that he loves, and to allow them to be connected to one another through him. Venom likes to feel their minds. Anne is like fire if fire didn't hurt, sharp and snarky, but pure and good, a concept Venom still has trouble with, but almost understands when he's connected to her. Dan is calm and ordered, even in his mind, which can be a nice contrast to the chaos of Eddie's mind sometimes. Eddie is nothing more or less than home. Eddie is Venom's favorite mind. It's easy to imagine the humans together, but without Venom. But in these moments, Venom's presence is central, is necessary. This is something he can provide for them that they would not have without him. An understanding of each other, as well as an understanding of him. But this, while it's for all of them, is also for Venom more than the others. It's hard enough being in a relationship with Eddie, where they are one and share all of each other. It can be hard, sometimes, not to think about the fact that Eddie can exist without Venom, that Venom isn't needed. We're better together, Eddie always tells him when those thoughts seep across their bond. It's true, and it's almost always enough. Almost. With Anne and Dan, it's harder. Venom is less connected to them. He has to take it on faith that they don't resent his alien presence in their lives. Anne and Venom had been connected, briefly, but only as a means to an end so that Venom could reunite with Eddie. Venom loves Anne because he can see how Eddie loves her, can feel it, and because he's been inside of her, felt her love for Eddie echoing his own. Because her mind is beautiful. Venom thinks all of these things when he thinks of her, but what does she feel when she thinks of him, when she remembers them being one? It's hard to imagine her loving Venom other than for Eddie's sake. Eddie is enough of a disaster to love Venom, to be better for his presence, but Anne. And then there's Dan. Dan, who loves Anne, who grows to love Eddie. Dan, who is interested in Venom as a scientific curiosity, who is intrigued by their symbiotic relationship, who says that he doesn't mind that Eddie and Venom come as a package deal, but what do words mean when you can't feel the thoughts and emotions behind them, when you can't know that they're the truth? Anyway, not minding Venom and caring for Venom are two very different things. Eddie assures him that Dan cares for them both, that he has to because they're one being, Venom, together, now and always. But Venom can't know, and being vulnerable is a new and difficult experience. It's hard to believe that you're enough when you've spent your whole life knowing you aren't. In the end, it's Eddie who suggests that they all bond. He knows, from their shared consciousness, that it's theoretically possible. Venom does not expect Anne and Dan to agree, but they do. Venom tentatively establishes the bond with Annie first, because they've been bonded before. She's less likely to reject him outright, and he's less likely to find something he doesn't want to know in her mind. Venom curls a tendril around her wrist, gentle, and allows a connection to establish. For a moment, there's nothing, and then suddenly, she's there, in their mind. She's not everywhere, but the shocking newness of her mind being connected to theirs is still overwhelming. She's overwhelmed too, eyes wide, lips parted on a gasp. Venom doesn't go looking for how she feels about them, neither he nor Eddie is brave enough for that. But when she looks at them, it's there. When she thinks of Eddie, there's a lingering hesitation, but it's small and easily overwhelmed by familiarity and comfort and fondness. And when she thinks of Venom, she remembers the rush of power that accompanied their connection. She feels desire. When she thinks of them together, there's a rush of protectiveness, of jealousy for what they have, and more than anything else, there's pride that they're better with each other. She loves Venom because she loves Eddie, yes, but it's love all the same. It's enough. Once their minds settle, growing used to the intrusion of too many thoughts and feelings in a feedback loop, Venom reaches out a second tendril to hesitantly wrap around Dan's wrist. His mind is so much subtler than the other two humans', which is a relief. More than anything, it is curious. It embraces the new sensation of connection, not throwing itself into the merging, but sinking slowly, steadily into the mix. Venom is less cautious with Dan's feelings, because he doesn't expect to find what he wants to find either way. His expectations both are and aren't realized. Dan's feelings for Anne are the strongest. They are similar to Eddie's, even to Venom's. Protective, awed, established. Dan's feelings for Eddie are newer, less certain, but still strong. There is less love than a strong attraction and a powerful admiration that turned their tentative friendship into something more. It's a malleable feeling, something still working toward its final shape. It is very reminiscent of how Venom felt when he first realized that he cared for Eddie as more than a host. And then there's Venom. Dan's feelings for Venom are characterized by curiosity and wonder. When Dan thinks of Venom, there's two overlapping images in his mind. Venom, alone, trapped in the MRI room, and Venom as a part of Eddie, one half of a whole. Dan's intrigued by the symbiotic relationship, but also by Venom's personality as separate from Eddie. Dan feels like an outsider in their relationship sometimes, just like Venom does. Dan's proud of Venom for trusting humans and choosing to protect them, rather than to use them. Dan likes Venom. It's not love, but it's not not love either. So, they do this sometimes. Venom likes watching their individual bonds strengthen and change. It's a good reminder that none of them are alone, and all of them are valued. That together, they're enough. The end.
Please do not hurt me, love. I am a fragile one, and you are the light in my eyes. Please do not break my heart. I think it's had enough pain to last the rest of my life.